All right, well, it's really great to come down here and win. Really proud of our players. You know, we had so many guys step up today. I mean, really everybody that dressed, played a huge role in the victory. We had a good week of practice, and our preparation was good. And then, I thought we did a pretty good job executing against a good team. You know, they won three straight. They're on a big roll here. And, it took a good effort to win tonight. But our guys gave it to us, and really all the credit needs to go to the players. They really prepared well, never got down, even though we lost a couple tough games. Kept the attitude up, kept the preparation up, practiced well, and came out here and just competed as hard as they could tonight. And they really deserved it. They were the better team tonight, and the players did a great job. So give them the credit, and now we got to turn the page and got another big one Monday night. But it's good to walk out of here with a win.
Bill, how far are you that defense really stepped up?
Yeah, everybody stepped up. Everybody stepped up. Special teams, defense, offense. We made the plays when we had to make them. Wasn't perfect, but when we had to make them, we made them. And again, all the credit goes to those guys. And we could name 20 guys. I mean, they did a great job.
Some of the guys you had on defense, even starting, snapping, all starting more.
Like I said, you just got to give the credit to the players. They prepared all week. They were ready to go, and they went out there and they did their job. Chung was a game time decision. He wasn't able to go, so Sterling was the next guy up, and unfortunately we lost Devin there. Antoine stepped in, lost Spikes, and so moved Mayo to Mike, and Jeff stepped in. Tracy did a great job for us on the sub. So we got a lot of plays out of a lot of guys. They played really hard tonight and played well.
It seemed to take Brady a little while to get into rhythm. Once he did in the second half, he came to the
offense. They're a good defense. They do a good job. They have a good scheme. They got good players. So they make you work for it. And they made some plays. We made some plays. Unfortunately, we made enough of them. But again, that's good defense. So, every play is not going to be an 80-yard touchdown against them. I'll tell you that right now.
on Andre Carter, why do you think he in the pass rush in general? Why do you think that looks better than it has?
Guys worked hard at it. Players worked hard. They've gotten better. They use good techniques. They did a good job of winning their one-on-one matchups. There's no magic wand there. Give them credit. They rushed well.
Where's coming from? A lot of offensive linemen up there blocking nobody. So the Jets.
Obviously, the sweep of the Jets is a big deal as far as tiebreaker. How big is this for the division when you look into the whole thing?
Well, of course, the division games are important. No question. The division games are important, but we're not even at Thanksgiving yet. I mean, there's a lot of football left in the season, so one game won't win you much, but it's a good win, and we're certainly happy to have it. But we got a lot of football left, and
no huddle have them on their heels.
I don't know. You'd have to ask them that. I mean, look, they've seen it before. It's not like we haven't run no huddle or they haven't seen it before. But I think it really comes down to execution. I wish that's all there was to it. Just say no huddle, but it really comes down to execution. It comes down to blocking and running routes, getting open, throwing the ball, protecting, breaking tackles, getting open. I mean, all those things.
How much did you have to simplify defensively just with all the changes?
I'd say we played pretty much what we practiced. We added a couple things during the game based on some of the things that the Jets were doing. Our players handled that well, and we made some adjustments during the game, and they really. They communicated well, they handled well. We were going to have a lot of, missed assignments. We got, they caught some passes on us, and they got a couple runs on us where they did a good job. But for the most part, we were where we were supposed to be, trying to play the right thing. And, overall, I thought we did a decent job. Certainly getting the lead there in the fourth quarter, that helped turn it into a kind of one-dimensional game there. So, that helped us.
What about Robert Ninkovich, the pick six, and then the other interception, your thoughts on
The ball got tipped away and tipped up in the air and batted a couple times. Rob made a nice play on it. I mean, we know Rob's got good hands. We've seen him intercept some passes before. On the play down there, when they were backed up, Tracy did a good job on the jam. I think he jammed Keller and looked like Sanchez was trying to check the ball down over the middle. Rob being the player that he is, you know, read his eyes, saw the ball, made a good play on it. So that was, he was where he was supposed to be. But, you know, a big part of that was jamming a receiver so that Sanchez couldn't go down the field and had to check it down. And so it was good team defense. You know, that's always the way most of those plays work out.
Anything about Greg Cassidy's production surprise you at this point, or do you come to almost expect that?
Well, I mean, I think we put players out there. We think they can produce. We expect them to produce when they get the opportunity. So, you know, Rob got some chances tonight. You know, he made them count. But other guys have done that too. Wes, Dion, Aaron, Woody, Chad Johnson. I mean, Ocho, who are, you know, pick one. They, you know, they've all had their chances, and we feel like they can all be productive.
Edelman at slot corner, bring back memories of another one you flipped over.
Yeah, we're kind of running out of guys there, so yeah, he stepped in, made a nice hit there, made a nice tackle on Tomlinson. You never know. So it's a long season. We got a lot of games left, so who knows who will be playing where. But I know one thing: these guys are tough mentally and physically. They'll stand up to the challenge and they'll give their best, and that accounts for a lot. The game's not too big for them. Okay. All right. Great. Thanks.